all these roads, basically in this area, have been chip and sealed, and then, of course, the last few years, all we've been doing is resealing our existing roads. We haven't been doing any new stuff. We, a couple of years ago, we started, when we done some of these others, we went down here. This was getting so rough, and people were complaining about trying to get down here, that we improved, put some gravel in, and cleaned out a little bit of brush, and we're not completely done. We're going to build a kind of a parking area turnaround yet.
I was down there.
There's three, four houses right here, and what I plan to do is chip seal this section right here, because this is now getting quite a bit of use because we improved the road and got rid of the thorn trees and made it a little more accessible. Created a lot more dust, and so all the others being done, they feel like they've been wiped out.
Where's this place at?
Right here on the Pine Mountain. There's two, three homes. One's a new home just built.
That's is right there where you're
parking? Yeah, right here. And it's about a quarter mile, a little over a quarter. It's fairly flat, so there's not much of a drainage issue there. There's no ditches along there, but I can scoop that up and make sure it's stable. And just chip seal that just to keep them out of the dust. And
where's the core start? Way down?
Way down here.
Yeah.
It's down here on the hill, down on this part. Now, this section needs quite a bit of work, because there's nobody that lives on that, so it really doesn't matter. But right there along them houses, and I know that's not a
when will we be in that area?
They'll be in there probably late summer. They're basically starting over west, coming through the Forsyth area, and then going to see the Great Pro Team, and then I've been trying to get a hold of them, let them know that we do plan to.
But I told them all that money that's been going through them, just to sell them, is not what he needs to do.
No, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. And it does get, that's pretty popular spot. Yeah. They can launch boats, they go down there and do a lot of
work. I went down there during the Memorial Day, it was a picnic deal down there, and I drove all the way down. And we greatly improved that road. It wasn't nothing there to ledge rock as we got down there. We had piles of dirt that we took off another road at Coatown and used it on that. And it's a nice road now, down through the lake.
That would be about a four-wheel drive access.
Yeah, but I tell you, it's not, you can drive down, you drive, there's people in cars down there now, where the hook is.
Yeah, I still got to, we're going to take some creek gravel and whatnot. So we turn around, but basically I just let you know that if he does call in here, we do plan on taking care of that.
Call, so we need to let him
and
know.
I've tried to leave a message, but he hadn't called him back yet. But I think another guy was calling, maybe calling Brandon.
He's called at least once.
Yeah. You know what? You know, the fact that it's going to be that long is what you guys done in front of my house back several years ago. We just went down there and shot oil in the area that keep the dust down until they got down there to chip and seal it. Bad or not.
Yeah, that works somewhat, but we can also use a calcium chloride and make the surface really tight and have to settle dust too. And still use it with the line. But, no more than that's going to take if we get a lapse and we can always run a few trucks down there and take care of that small section by itself. That way he's not having to wait, because I need to look see how much broken there is.
Well, another deal is, why can't you just run just base rock it?
Well, we're going to do that. We got to do that anyway.
Right.
Base rock, but you just putting base rock on it, I mean, it'll turn everything white.
You really do something.
I'm talking about to get one ready to use.
Well, I'm going to sit them on that pretty quick. They're going to go down there and clean that part of the base and then keep it wet. As long as it's wet and packed in there, it's not so bad. When it starts to turn dry, then it'll turn everything on inside. Just pure white. Mm-hmm. You've seen it on your roof. But then I need to get in there and seal it.
So let me tell you, other people have put up with this. Just like we did, I live on a dirt road to my house. Jimmy lived over there. We're not going to pull the whole crew off. We're down and do this little portion when we're actually doing it as a favor to those people that's built new homes there. When we get in the area, we fix it. And not going to take from somewhere else. We chip seal through all the way to Oakland to do it. I recommend that that's the way I feel about it.
Well, we plan to do it and improve it, so, I mean, part of it is planning to do it. We hadn't been doing any new stuff because of the project. We hadn't been adding any, what I call new chip and seal on existing roads because it's trying to keep up what we do have currently. But
where did we do the last year?
They dug Pine Hollow and they resurfaced these.
Yeah, that's what
so
makes
we, we've never.
Down there doing
right.
Those
and
we didn't do that other part.
And they've done that last year, and so his concern is. And the other one thing, and we did take this in, but I think Wade Metals and Dan's turn, they took in this little piece right here to the gate, and there's no turnaround. And they took it in, but they'll maintain it. So it doesn't make any sense. This is not county, but this little piece right here is county.
I'll try to get in touch with Mr. Best. This was inside
it. I'll tell you back in just a second.
Let's just get to the
point. All right. Appreciate it.
Jesus. Color that green. You take care of it, Mr. Hayes.
Okay. As far as roads, unless you guys, that's the only 2 weeks. And I know he's been calling.
Yeah.
About I did promptly him even if we have to drive down there and leave a note on his door. You know, it's I was down there over.
I think it'd be easy to get in touch with because he's cold.
Yeah, we'll do something.
He must be good.
Well, I'll just get there. I'll see you.
Brandon, you're going to handle it, right?
Yes. Yeah, because we do plan on I'm going to have them get it based on it and all that stuff. So when the chips are through and all,
it'll be ready
this year. It'll all be ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to work on that. I'm sure it will stay.
This bid on May the 10th. We closed Tuesday of this week, June the 10th. We received 7 responses from different vendors who supply de-icing materials. And Mr. Hayes and I opened all those responses, and we were commissioned to talk and turn downstairs in public. We decided to set a time for a thorough review. Mr. Hayes took possession of all those bid responses. Once they were open on 7, we were granted the approval for the bid recommendation formally on your agenda, the commission agenda this morning, and Mr. Hayes has a recommendation ready to deliver to you all, and I'll turn it over to him now for those details.
After reviewing these bids, I'm recommending the rock salt bid be awarded to Bingham Sand and Gravel as the primary and Scottwood Industries as the secondary on the rock salt. On the liquid calcium, I'd like to award to Scottwood Industries as the primary and Cycalco as the secondary.
Recommendations from the Road and Bridge Department on the each one of those that he named would be in Bingham and Scott Wood on the salt. The calcium. What'd you have?
Primary was Scott Wood.
Scott Wood.
And the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Okay. Secretary.
That's that'll be my motion.
Our secondary, what you've run through again. The rock salt bill is Bigger Sand is primary and Scott Wood is secondary?
Correct.
Liquid calcium is Scott Wood is primary?
Correct.
And psychiatrist. Calcium, Scott Wood Industries is primary, and Sicaldo as secondary. Discussion?
Did you have one?
No, that was primary and secondary.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm going to find the vendor.
Gentlemen, thank you. We are keeping permanent files on the South Carolina. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Radio system discussion.
Sure.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I've been working with Motorola Corporate on the price of the radio. Learned a couple more things by talking to Sean up there. The radios that we actually need, the ones I gave you the price on last time, the ones that we needed are actually $300-$400 a piece more. But by working with them, they have some special concessions through Motorola.
Well, you
and
the viewers, so
they were able to give us a better price on stuff. They gave us the prices, which will also include a 1 year additional warranty, on the equipment. The fairing cases for the portables, the lapel microphones for the portables, and for a total cost of $350,990.55.
Yeah, Lord.
I'm sorry.
$362,000.
So with the extra concessions and even the extra stuff, it's still $12,000.
And a state bid.
Yeah, this is on a state bid contract, and I forwarded the state bid and the contract numbers and this proposal to Mr. Erickson. So he's got the contract numbers and everything for the state. In addition to this, you have to have the programming, and I have the price of the installation through the radio phone in Springfield. I didn't know if you wanted to try to install out here at our shop, which is being short now, or up there. The programming of it is the programming of all the radios. It's $5,175. They have to have what they call a code plug development, which is basically doing the programming whenever we set our frequencies and everything that they have to program when they do their $267 for a total price of $5,442 for each programming. The installation actually, Motorola, they have the installation on the, this is all about half price what the same bid was. I was surprised the radio phone was that low. Installation on it, they've got $250 per vehicle. The state bid was $475 a vehicle, so that's $9,000.
$9,000
total for 36 units, yes. Of course, that, they will have to be, they will have to do the programming. We can't do the programming or anything. But at the installation, I wasn't sure which route you want to go with that, if you want them to do it or... we want to try to do it out here.
Of course, you have to take the spring from
it. Yeah. We can start our shot.
Now, how long that spring will have to be having the vehicle by service?
Or they can do several a day.
Okay.
Yeah. Where we get ready to do it, they'll put their people all on and just with a real big car, shouldn't they? So it should be a very minimal thing.
What we accrued had an approximate cost of $262,342. I don't know if that included installation.
No, we did not.
So it would have been new money. But with what Jim has brought us today, if I have added this correctly, we're looking at $365,432.55. So we're looking at approximately $8,000 more than what we intended before. That was an approximate cost. And that installation, I mean, $9,000, whatever it costs, I think it's in the bulk of this. It's fine.
We really don't have anybody on staff technician-wise that could do that.
Well, we could vote whoever does it. Right.
Right.
Skilled in doing this.
And that warranty, the warranty's coverage on it.
I was really quite surprised that they bid it today. With the function of radios and remote edge, because it's more.
I think we'll just have him work with Eric and move forward and go through the process.
That's fine.
We have to place the bid by June the 20th to get all the concessions. That's why.
We're using the word bid, but it's not.
Well, not
purchase order?
We have to. Yes, I'm sorry. Purchase order has to be placed by. But.
I totally agree.
Just work with Ron and get what you need. We're ready.
Okay.
We get the money in place. We have a budget for something else. We have already agreed to do that.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, gentlemen. This
it's huge for us, I think.
This is a great step for us, I believe. A great safety step. And I want to thank Brandon, too. He's not here, but for him being involved with coming over and talking with him and everything and kind of getting an idea of where we're at. But
we were all set. We talked about just by making calls.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about where we're at.
The fact that we budgeted for this, and then the fact that we had used a different chemical on that parking garage gives us the extra time to go ahead and use this money in a different application. So to have Mr. Houseman on the back for that thought of putting that in the budget for that.
Absolutely.